Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
There is no time to waste because right now we have Dallas Cowboys COO Stephen Jones on the show. Sir, how are you doing today?
Doing really good. Just having a good Monday. Had a good crisp practice this morning and thought we did a good job out there and making a lot of progress.
Now, we talked with Jerry on Friday to kick off the season of visits, and he says he would like to shake things up a little bit in our interviews and put a new twist on it. Would you also like to do that, and do you have any suggestions?
I'm open to anything, but I'd have to know what it is before I'm ready to do it.
Sure. I mean, if you want to ask us questions, we got a whole bunch of suggestions we can do along the way. Now, one of the things I was impressed with was in the Welcome to Training Camp press conference, you said, we are in the talent acquisition business 365 days a year. And then, like, immediately after that, y'all picked up Everson Griffin. Are there any other exciting available defensive players that we might be able to pick up on the horizon?
Well, just as we didn't talk about Everson until it was done, that we found that works much better for us. So, as I said, we're in it 365 days a year, and we're always looking to get better. But it obviously is not very productive for us to talk about anything, you know, that we might be in the works on, because it can only work against you.
How much, Stephen, does the fit with your team matter whenever you're making those kinds of additions? Because Griffin's like, he was a clutch signing, and he looks like he's fit in right away.
Yeah, I think all that goes into it. Whenever we evaluate a player, we look at the, you know, the full body of work. And, you know, obviously we had the, you know, the disappointment there for Gerald and with Gerald in terms of his injury, but we were very aware of it and obviously addressed it, but also knew there was risks there. But whether it's medical, whether it's chemistry and culture on our football team, off the field, on the field, and then ultimately the tape in terms of, you know, how has that player played as of, you know, late, then, you know, it all goes into the equation and the mix as to how you ultimately decide, you know, do you want to go after that player? And if so, you know, what are you willing to do in terms of the resources, the money, and, you know, how's it going to help us win?
So, Stephen, when it comes to Aldon Smith, since you're talking Everson Griffin, I've been kind of saying, look, you gotta, it's, he hasn't played football in a while. It's going to take time and maybe three games, maybe eight games until maybe he makes an impact on the Dallas Cowboys. But Dak Prescott has said, my gosh, he looks unbelievable. And Jerry Jones has said the same thing. Should I change my expectations on what Aldon Smith can do in week one through eight in this NFL season?
Well, I think your assumption's probably the safer one. In terms of how you look at a player who hadn't played in, you know, a couple plus years, you know, that's usually the way it goes. But, you know, you always have those exceptions, and you always, you know, one of this, and you know Jerry's big on this, is the upside. And certainly Aldon has that. He was one of the great pass rushers in the league there in San Francisco and, you know, had some great years. So you just you know, every player can be different in terms of, you know, one, what kind of work have they put into getting ready for the upcoming season, especially in a year like this year when you've had no competitive off-season programs. No one's been able to have it. They've all had to do their work on their own, study virtually, all those type of things. So there's a lot of moving parts that you got to figure in this thing. But, you know, I have to agree with Dak and, And Jerry, boy, he looks like he's quite a bit ahead of schedule at this point.
Are there any other players, I guess, especially defensively, because we've heard some really glowing reviews about Jalen Smith as well. And, you know, I know a lot of people, a lot of Cowboys fans are concerned about the defense. Are there any other players that at least early on you've been like, "Woo, look at him"?
Well, I put Leighton in that same deal with Jalen. You know, obviously they had that, you know, they kind of, if you would, the sophomore didn't quite play as well as they did the year before, but they've both come back and really making plays and have us really fired up, both Leighton and Jalen. And then, you know, the other one that is really, which we need more than ever now, but he certainly answered the bell, is Tristan Hill. Has really shown up in practice and consistent and just doing a great job for us. You know, sometimes it's just hard on rookies and they, you know, what they have to go through to get on the field. Some are able to get it done and digest it and do it. But, you know, Rod can give them some tough love, and sometimes some players don't respond as well to the tough love. I know he was inactive some and, you know, was limited on his play time when he was active. But, boy, he has really come along, and certainly with Gerald going down, has really stepped into that role and so far has just been put one really good practice after the other the last few days.
And I'm glad that you brought up Gerald McCoy. I understand that you never want an injury, but I was fascinated by the idea of, you know, whether it's Tristan Hill, whether it's, you know, Neville Gallimore or anybody else that you want to throw into the mix there, how much of a maybe a blessing in disguise in terms of the youth movement or in terms of looking forward, the Gerald McCoy injury in the long run could turn out to be, even though in the short term it hurts.
No question. I think you're right on it. It's something we've talked about here internally when you got guys like Tristan and Neville that, you know, when you put second and third round picks, your expectations are that they're ultimately starters for you. I mean, that's, you know, it might not happen day one, but certainly second and third rounders, our definitions are they ultimately start for you. So, you know, getting these guys, Neville's, of course, a rookie, so it's a, you know, a bigger learning curve for him moving up into the, you know, moving into the NFL and all the moving parts that come with that. But he's doing a great job out there as well. But certainly you can see Tristan really, you know, taking the reins and running with it, if you will. And then, of course, you know, it's always great to have a guy like Tyron Crawford, who just is a leader. He's a, you know, he's amazing on and off the field. And, you know, he's got such versatility. He certainly swings down in there in the interior on nickel. And I think he's just going to do a great job for us this year. So, you know, I think, you know, when you start talking about Jalen and you start talking about Leighton and you talk about that defensive line group, you mentioned Griffin. I mean, it's you know, it's a solid group, and got Poe back in the mix the last couple of days, and he certainly worked his tail off to get where he's ready to roll. And you know, we're just real pleased with our front seven, and certainly you know, we think there's some really good players in the back end back there. We just got to continue to develop them. And you know, a lot of, you know, we got some corners back there with some good NFL experience. When you throw Worley in, you know, with Cheeto and AB and Jordan Lewis. And then, of course, you know, another high draft pick we got there in Diggs. You have high expectations for him, and he's certainly showing, you know, why he was so well thought of coming out of college. So, you know, we got a great group of corners back there as usual. And as I say, we've, it shouldn't be a surprise because it's got the least amount of resources committed to it as a safety position. We don't really have any high draft picks, and we don't have any high-paid players. So certainly we've got to continue to work in that area, and that's what we'll do.
Least amount of resources committed for now, or
good try, guys.
All right, I had to. I hope you respect I had to give it a shot.
The Dallas Cowboys COO Stephen Jones joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Now, Stephen, you told me around, I think, the holiday time that whenever the new coach came in, you needed a coach that kind of had established an element of fear and established an element of respect. I'm kind of curious, in watching McCarthy and how he's gone through this, have you seen that kind of response from the players, and what kind of imprint has he put on this team?
You know, you just can tell he's a, you know, he's a ball coach. I mean, his, obviously his record speaks for itself. Super Bowl champion, I think three plus, been in championship games playing to get in the Super Bowl. I mean, this guy's been a proven winner. We were just so fortunate that he happened to be out there. He'd sat out a year, and, man, it's just, you know, everything's better than we even thought it would be. It's better than advertised. And, boy, from what I can see and what I'm hearing, you know, in the locker room, that the players just really have responded well to him, have nothing but respect for him. And I just think he could be a huge, huge difference in this team taking the next step.
Stephen Jones joining us on 105.3 The Fan. Stephen, I know after the draft was over, McCarthy was really excited about Biotic, the center from Wisconsin. I was wondering, without having the preseason and a limited training camp, Joe Looney is starting, from what I understand, right now at center. Is Biotic competing right now for the starting center spot, or is that Joe Looney's spot going into the season?
Oh, no, I think he's competing for it, and he's getting better every day. And, you know, obviously with this you know, with this unprecedented offseason, you know, we had some thoughts of maybe working some other guys in there at center as well to see who our best five guys are. But, you know, with these guys, with Connor Williams coming off a major injury and, you know, not being able to do as much, and, you know, Connor McGovern really trying to zero in and learn the guard spot, you know, we weren't really able to, to see some of that as you'd like to normally. But certainly Biotic is going to push Joe Looney and compete, and we'll see where that ends up.
If he were to get the starting spot, would you approve of our nickname of him? We've come to call him Tyler Badass. Would you support that nickname?
Absolutely. I don't see any reason why I couldn't go with that. Now, you know, I will say this. I mean, Joe Looney is special. I mean, as a teammate, as a culture builder, I mean, he's something. And don't ever discount Joe Looney. But, you know, that's why we wanted to have him back. But as you said, old Tyler Badass is going to give him fits.
I'm so happy that you just said that. And I will work on a cool nickname for Joe Looney. And
he's got a lot of them. If you go do your homework, you'll find that he's got plenty.
Awesome. And maybe the new twist, we can get to know you more personally. Like, for example, what is your favorite movie?
You know, mine would probably be, not probably, it is Gladiator.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Yeah, that's a great choice. All right. Well, maybe
I'm a big family guy and father guy, and I just thought that movie was amazing.
Yeah, no, that was absolutely a fantastic movie. Well, we appreciate you jumping on with us and get this started again every single week. And then obviously, if any interesting transpirings happen, we will love to talk with you again really soon.
Well, I look forward to our year together. And if you got any new twists you'd like to throw at it, I'm always open-minded.
Awesome.
I like it.
Cowboy COO Stephen Jones. Thanks again, good sir.
Bye.
Next time we'll find out if it's Stephen or Steve.
Oh, yeah, we didn't ask that. You forgot to ask that, Kevin. That was on you, bro.
You let him go, so yeah, man. That's all you. If
we were waiting for you to ask a question. That's why we were just sitting back waiting. That was
way
on
to go,
you.
Paul George.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I did follow up with my second chance to ask about Earl Thomas. So.
Dude, you got him to deliver Tyler Badass, all right? Mm-hmm. He put that, like, Reggie has that forever now, that Stephen Jones referred to him as that. So we have that, and yes, it does sound like there is some giddiness about potentially adding more to this roster, dude, and that's pretty awesome.
Also, what did you think about him quickly saying, don't forget about Vander Esch in mm-hmm. terms of somebody ready to jump back up to maybe what we saw at 2018 level? Because, look, I know last year was rough, but remember how awesome our linebackers were in 2018?
Mm-hmm. Yes. No. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. You said 18. You said 18. All right. I was like, hold on. Not 19. 19, they were bad. 18, they were really, really great. And you had Jalen, who you knew what you could get from him. And Vander Esch was playing not like a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, like, he got his chance early in that season to kind of get in, and still Sean Lee was there, and then he overtook that position. I think that both of those guys, the switch in their roles is going to help them out a lot to grow both for both of them. But I think the real big deal is they both have a chip on their shoulder from what happened last year.
I usually don't do this. I know Corey does it a lot, and working with Gavin Dawson, he does it a lot, and Jeff does it quite a bit. But I'm swimming in the blue juice right now, guys.
You're all juiced up.
I feel like this is going to be a really good year for the Cowboys. And usually I'm like, slow down, Corey. Slow down, Gavin and Jeff. Do you know that this is the Dallas Cowboys? Have you seen what they've done to our hearts and souls for almost a quarter of a century? And they're like, no, that doesn't matter. They're going to do it this year. And I'm like, you guys are buying a product that they always sell to us, and it always is returned as poo-poo most of the time. But I am, for some reason, I don't know why, I'm setting myself up for such, like, furious discussions when we get to Thanksgiving if this doesn't work out, but I just have this feeling that things are falling into place this year.
Yeah, man. They added to a roster that had talent. They got a coach who, I told you earlier, he's already preparing on how to play a football game without fans in the stadium by saying no music because, hey, it's going to be quiet. So I want these guys to be prepared. This is a ball coach, like Steven just said. They have all the right things in place. That's, Mike, what gives me the confidence, is it is a new breath of fresh air at the Star for the players and for the coaching staff. And I think you could hear it, Kevin, in Steven's voice when he picked up the phone and started talking to us, man. Like, he just sounded like he was ready to go right now. So
is Kevin going to jump in the blue pool with us?
If you say the blue pool, maybe. If you keep calling it the blue juice, blue, I don't juice. Know why. That makes me uncomfortable.
Getting blue the blue juice with us.
Blue chews? Is that what you're...
Man, you might have to talk to RJ about that first. We're the KNC
After
Masterpiece.
That Lucas shot, I don't need any pills.
I love you, Mike.
Tease it, baby. What's the tease, Kevin?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.